for this message.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this absolutely terrific, absolutely fantastic Tuesday, July 16th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime. You don't have to listen to the show live, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. You don't have to listen to the stream player, which repeats the show every 3 hours on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. You can go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and click on podcast. To tease up this next segment, I talked about history was made at the RNC last night. A Latina woman from Nicaragua got up and said, and she said, this is hard to say in front of a room, especially like this, that she voted for Joe Biden in 2020. And she regretted it. This year, she's getting it right. She won't have to regret her vote. She's voting for Donald Trump. A black model got up and said that she voted for Biden in 2020 because of her father and others that had been Democrats their whole lives. She has seen the light. She's voting for Donald Trump. But the 122-year history that was broken last night in Milwaukee, the new president of the Teamsters Union was allowed to give an unbelievable speech to Republicans. He did not come out and fully endorse Donald Trump, but he praised Donald Trump, thanked Donald Trump for the fact that he reached out and asked the president of the Teamsters Union, 1.5 million members strong, the men and women who moved the freight, moved the packages, stocked the stores, truck drivers, UPS drivers. Teamsters are all over the place. The fact that he came and was allowed to speak at a Republican National Convention was history. And he came specifically at the request of Donald Trump. Now, if you heard the speech, if you haven't, I would highly recommend you find it. Because he talked about the working man, the working woman of this country. He said it's the working man and women who built this country. Donald Trump, being a real estate developer in New York City, folks, had to use unionized contractors. He has dealt with the plumbers union, the electricians, every single aspect of any type of real estate building project, Donald Trump used union workers. Donald Trump is not a right-to-work kind of president. It's a state's rights issue. Each state should either be right to work or not right to work, forced unionism. Donald Trump came within hairs of getting a full-blown endorsement from that president when he spoke last night. The Teamsters supporting Donald Trump. Brian Pannebaker has a big event on Thursday down in southeastern Michigan, Auto Workers for Trump. If he gets a percentage of the Teamsters vote, the UAW vote, the black vote, Latinas, Asian, if he gets more percentage than he did in 2020, it's over for the Democrats. Top of the ticket, President of the United States, getting people to vote on their side of the ballot that are normally historically Democrats. Folks, this is huge. And it was amazing last night, that speech. It's happening. It is happening. It is happening. One thing you have to understand, the people know that this man's a fighter. They know that he cares about our country. He cares about us. The common man. Yes, he hobnobs with millionaires because he is one himself. But his love of this country, I think, comes from his roots. Fred Trump, his father taught him at a very early age to take care of the middle class. Where did the majority of the Trump money foundation come from for Donald Trump to take over? His father. Research his father. Look at the real estate developments that he did in New York, not just New York City. Well, I don't even think Fred Trump ever did anything in Manhattan. It was Donald that moved into commercial, that moved into the city. You know where his father made the majority of his millions of dollars? Single-family homes, subdivisions. Track subdivisions for who? Low-income and middle-class people. Building back in the days when he started, probably $20,000, $25,000 homes. Back in the 50s and the 60s, that's where he made his money. He then educated Donald, sent him to college, got him educated in marketing. Donald Trump's the one that took Dad's money and moved it into the city. Trump Tower, all the things that he developed, had to learn how to deal with the city council, the unions. It's in his blood. It's in his DNA. You remember the famous picture, him getting up in a semi. Donald Trump, when president of the United States, got up into a semi and blew the air horn. This is who he is. The elite doesn't like him taking out the good old boys network. But guess what? Donald Trump now owns the Republican Party. Has he made some poor decisions when it's come to endorsements? Yes, absolutely. In Michigan, he's 0-7 in endorsements when it comes to Congress and the U.S. Senate. I think he relies a lot on local state chairs to advise him as to who he should endorse. The problem that he has is, who should he listen to? His gut, the people, or does he have to rely on the upper echelon of the Republican Party throughout the country? He can't possibly know all these candidates. So he relies on chairs. The quid pro quo that Rogers did with Trump regarding a donation to his legal defense fund, along with Pete Hoekstra, advising Donald Trump, he endorsed the wrong guy. It's okay. The fun shoot, I think, is going to prove this. Yesterday, I ordered the targets that will be out at the fun shoot. Adults, registered voters, will be asked to go to the area and shoot the target with the name of the person they plan to vote for U.S. Senate. If you've never come to our event, you should come to it just for this alone. Let alone Iron Pig Smokehouse pork dinner and my carrot cake, the music, the patriots that are going to be there. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is going to be there. I'm sure she's going to shoot her own target when she goes to vote. We're going to have a blast. But I digress, because the RNC last night, their opening night, I got to tell you, everyday Americans hit it out of the park. Donald Trump sitting there with J.D. Vance, his vice president pick, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. His family was there listening to the speakers, regular people. One guy that started it off that Fox News covered, and the reason I wanted to watch it on Fox News versus Right Side Broadcasting on YouTube, I wanted to see if Bret Baier and the other anchors of Fox News, if they were going to report it fairly. And honestly, they got wrapped up in the energy. They got wrapped up in what the everyday Americans were saying. They got wrapped up in the fact that for the first time in the history of the Teamsters Union, the president spoke at a Republican National Convention. They were almost giddy over the energy they felt in that room. The love for this president, the pick he made for vice president, the speeches that were given. Watched the whole thing, watched the after show, read the reports this morning. Of course, the media completely spinning it that this J.D. Vance is Adolf Hitler clone and will carry out the MAGA agenda if he gets elected and becomes president in 4 years. They were losing it. That tells me one thing. Donald Trump picked the right guy to be his vice president. Reading those media stories, job well done, sir. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. You just heard the commercial from Mike Lindell, who sponsors and supports this show, giving discounts to our listeners. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away. Get the new MyPillow 2.0, Giza Dream Sheets, a couple sets of towels. Go to checkout, see how much it is. Then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space. Hit apply. See how much you save, 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the items in the old warehouse. He wants to clear it out. He does not want to move the old inventory into the new state-of-the-art warehouse in September. The summer sale is on. All kinds of discounts on all kinds of items. Shop away. Get whatever you want. 300, 500, 600 bucks in retail. Put Trucker Randy in there. Hit apply. You'll save a ton of money. Now, I got a text this morning early. I'm going to do a little housekeeping here in the last segment. Can you do a happy to have you as a listener? Somebody listening in Oklahoma. Ricky Anderson Cowboy. Joe Shea sent me a message that she's a fan of the show. She told Cowboy about it. They're using the TuneIn app. Now he listens every day. So welcome, Oklahoma, to the Your Defending Fathers Trucker Randy WYPV's TuneIn app. We're your patriot voice on TuneIn is the call letters you need to use. We appreciate you listening. Tell all your friends about us. President Trump had a come-to-Jesus moment, literally, being shot in the ear. You betcha. It's a God movement. Also, by the way, Nikki Haley who? 100% of all the delegates voted for Trump on the first round of balloting. He won it in a landslide. Raul in Sheboygan, Donald Trump looked tired last night. You think? Or was it depression knowing the Secret Service allowed him on the stage when they were aware a man with a gun was nearby? You have to wonder why they didn't shoot the perp when he aimed at a cop and why they allowed him to fire at the president before shooting him. Well, Kimberly Cheadle was interviewed yesterday and was asked that very same question. Well, we can't talk about it right now. We have an ongoing investigation, blah, 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 blah. But the question was asked, do you plan to step down based on your complete failure to protect the president? No, she's going to stay on. Who appointed her? Joe Biden did. She made the recommendation. So this woman is going to stay on. Let's see how long she stays on when Congress calls her to the Hill for answering questions. Swear in under oath. Republicans in control. Let's see how this works out. The language, you have to understand the language that people are using in this campaign possibly led to the shooter taking it into his own hands. The language being used by Democrats has been all about taking President Trump down by hook or by crook. And the assassination attempt is the senseless act of a young man that took their threats to heart and acted on them. Many of us feared this would happen. And sadly, we were right. God was protecting Donald J. Trump that day for a very good reason. And the reason is to finish the amazing job he started before the Democrats stole the 2020 election. Good comment. Sorry, I don't have you stored in my phone. Text me your first name in the city area you listen to. It's a 906 area code ending in 0815. Good comment. Right on topic. The one thing you have to understand, people. Oh, Phyllis, downstate, love you. She actually has the Teamsters president's speech on a website. Are you kidding? They actually covered this. PBS.org, NewsHour. President Sean O'Brien speaks at the Republican National Convention. This guy is a truck driver from the Boston area. O'Brien, Irish. He did an amazing speech. He said some things that, the Republicans weren't really comfortable with. He's flat out a pro-union, pro-worker president for the Teamsters. But for Donald Trump to invite him to come and speak at the RNC's opening night made history. I think Donald Trump is going to reach out to every single faction of our country. Starting with the working man last night, it was amazing. I was totally impressed with the first night. We're going to go local in the next segment. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com.